says, I know what this is all about.
I was there.
Hello.
To match my intellect.
This is Ann Levine. This is the Ann Levine Show. That's Michael over there.
Hello.
It is Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. And I guess we're talking about Jeopardy.
Well, you know, it is one of the things that happened, right?
It's
one of the things. Yeah.
Michael's a fan of Weird Al.
True, true.
Ann is not. Please vote.
There
submit
is
your votes online.
Weird Al movie being made right now, actually.
That is...
Starring Harry Potter.
As Weird Al?
Yep. And
what's his
name? Dwight Schrute is going to be Dr. Demento.
Now, see, I think Dwight Schrute should be Weird Al.
Okay, well, he does have the height. Daniel Radcliffe
and Daniel Radcliffe shouldn't be in it.
Tall, but he's the one that Weird Al said, okay, yeah, this is the guy.
Oh, so is Weird Al producing this thing?
I don't know.
Presenting Weird Al's story of Weird Al's life.
That's right.
Well, that's perfect, really.
Something like that. Anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah, Jeopardy, right?
You know, Weird Al money is nothing to sneeze at.
No. Absolutely not. He's had quite a career.
If I had to live in a home that he designed or... This is an old, you can tell this is a really old.
Oh yeah, this is from a very old album. Weird Al in 3D.
And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game.
They haven't handed out the home game since the 60s.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, yeah. What a shame that you have to fade it out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sad.
That's too damn bad.
So sad.
Well, you know, speaking of old albums and new ones, oh my God, Jose Lin.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel.
Yeah.
I mean...
What about that?
I mean, I'm just going to say...
Happy Mother's Day. Right?
Well,
that's what this was about for you, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Any other punchlines you want to deliver before the thing?
No, say the thing.
I was going to say, I'm not going to say what or why.
Oh, I see.
I'm just... going to tell Jose Lin that I love him.
Oh, that's nice.
And were he to walk in the house right now, or in the studio right now, or anywhere I might be, onto the beach.
Right now.
I'd give him a big kiss.
See, you're nice like that too.
Too?
Well, he's nice. We were just talking about how nice he was.
Oh.
Right, so, you know, there you go.
Strap in, everybody.
Yeah.
Strap in and strap on. It's one of those
Of those shows.
No, seriously, thank you so
much cool.
for thinking of me. I can't even. Okay?
Okay.
Can't even. Just marvelous. He is marvelous.
So, Jeopardy.
Right, so Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Well, no matter what you think of her, Mattea Roach.
Yep. 23-year-old Canadian LSAT tutor who, she had 23 wins on Jeopardy?
Just something insane.
Yeah.
And
makes her the fifth place overall winner ever in the history of this television game show.
To everyone out there, you and your children should be able to do half as well on Jeopardy as she did.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would hope anyway. Kidding. She was great.
Here is a kid from, where's she from originally? Calgary, yeah. And then, yep. But she grew up in New Brunswick.
Around. Yep,
she. Went. I mean, you know, on an Toronto. Atlantic island.
But, yeah, New Brunswick is a great place.
She just graduated from college. And she knows more about American history.
It is crazy. That is actually one place she excelled.
American geography?
Way beyond her competitors. Yeah, on American history. It's pretty wild.
The Constitution?
I heard about it.
Amendments?
Yeah.
She, oh my.
Presidents?
Presidents.
Yeah.
Like what year, who was president in such and such a year when the thing happened?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, she knew it.
McKinley, it was McKinley, right?
Yeah, well, I'm that sure. thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, can you remember the question?
No, not at all.
Just the answer. Yeah. That's how you are today. You're the answer man.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I've been known as to be the answer man before.
Artemis put a place mark in that.
Yeah.
Answer man.
Okay.
Possible title. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
So...
So she lost.
Also, Artemis, who passed on.
Oh, yeah, the
a
letter.
A very special thing with me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's nice, huh?
Thank
People are
you.
Nice.
They are. I got gifts from two members of the Ann Levine Show family.
Yeah.
One of the gifts I got was an exit. By
what?
The way, well, someone who's been troublesome or who has found us troublesome has departed.
Oh, well, that's sad, right?
No, saying.
No, I mean not.
Thank
that's what
you.
I meant. Yeah, thank you for
thank
departing.
You. I didn't have to take part in the deportation.
Yeah.
They self-deported.
There you go. It happens. Good. See ya.
So, Matea.
Matea Roach.
And you know what? Mm. I want to sue NBC's ass. Or who was it? NBC? MSNBC?
I don't know.
Who published that freaking thing that said Canadian lesbian?
Oh, I think that was NBC that did that. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, and no one had talked about her sexuality at all. It hadn't been mentioned. But yeah, when they decided to. Report on her and her streak, they decided to make 23-year-old
Canadian lesbian wins whatever, right. Whatever it was.
10th
at that point.
Episode. Or, yeah.
I want to murder them.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty
and
rude.
And from now on, anytime they do news about Jeopardy champion.
Do you think they should include their sexuality or
absolutely.
Their preference?
Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 48-year-old straight man.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
From Winn-Dixie.
Mm-hmm. Ken Jennings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And their religion.
Right. Okay. You know, good one. I like that too. Yeah.
40-year-old Mormon.
Uh-huh.
Reportedly
That's
straight.
Right. Can't drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Reportedly straight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Really? It made me feel like we're living, well, we are. We're living in reverse times.
It's weird times, yeah.
And I'm not going to say anything about Roe v. Wade, except that's part of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
Because this is so going to be a happy, fun show.
On to the rest of the happy,
Artemis
fun show.
Number two. All right. I want to talk about... the most fabulous documentary that's on Netflix.
Okay, yeah.
You may know some of this stuff. You may have heard some of this stuff. You may have seen it. You may have assumed some of this stuff. But watch White Hot. It's about nightmare company that was Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
Up until recently, when they changed everything and are now the same store.
Right, and are exactly the same thing as they were even the last time they had a major change. Yeah.
No, they're not. They're not. No.
Did they change everything?
No, when I say the same store, I mean they're now the same store as every other store.
Oh, well, yeah, that is
so
true.
So there is nothing defining them any longer. What was defining them
was their whiteness, right? Basically.
Oh, it was racism.
Yeah.
Ageism.
Mm-hmm.
Sizeism.
You had to be tiny.
Body
yep.
shaming in all ways. Like you had to be pretty.
Right.
And
it didn't matter what you did there. You had to be what they considered good looking, even if you were emptying garbage cans.
You had to, or you had the night shift.
Right. Yeah. Or, right.
If you were a person of color, you were on the night shift, which included cleaning up the store and cleaning up the back. Just the most disgusting. And I know, let's put it this way. I'm A&F adjacent.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay.
And fortunately, Abercrombie's nasty tentacles didn't get its hands on Larry Levine.
Yeah, that's nice.
But some of its cousins did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so relieved that I don't ever have to apologize personally for that company. Well, my father never would have had anything to do with, what the heck was his name? The plastic surgery, Jeffries, I don't remember, Mark, Michael, Luke, John.
Yeah, right, exactly, one of those guys.
One of those guys.
All of them, every damn one of them.
But the plastic surgery, the maniacal egotism. Bruce Weber, you pig!
Oh, yeah, Bruce. What a guy.
So he hires Bruce Weber, who, I don't know if there's anyone in our audience who knows who Bruce Weber is, was. I'm thinking of two people I'm thinking of that know. But the rest of you, I'm not sure.
Right. Well,
but
I mean,
anyway,
he was a guy in the fashion industry. Yeah.
No, he was the photographer of photographers.
Yeah.
And so, and he was known, he was particularly known, like, in New York on the gay nightlife circuit. So, 54, Warhol, all that.
Yeah.
Hazari, that I was more than adjacent to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ashamed to say.
Oh, yeah. That is true. You were kind of.
But Bruce Weber with this guy, Mark Jeffries, you could be looking.
I could be.
The people.
Yep.
Hello. Look. Go look.
No.
Why not?
Because I can't.
All right. Because I am doing the show. I forgot to mention this. That I just got a new ergonomic chair.
Yeah.
Up here in the studio.
I know, and I carried it, but it was in two pieces, so, you know, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Right.
Which is why I'm reclining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at an incline.
You are at a recline.
Well, no, I'm a member of Katie Lang and the reclines.
Yeah.
So I'm slightly reclining. Which means that I can't get my hands on to the top of my computer.
Yeah.
Without making all kinds of noise.
Yeah, you'd be making a lot of noise, really.
And so looking stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it doesn't look like it's going to happen, really. Yeah.
Oh, I'll make it happen. I will make this happen.
Uh-huh.
Where was I?
I don't know, Mark Jeffries.
Bruce Weber.
Bruce Weber, yep.
And they would do these disgusting, casting.
Right, have these
it
events.
It was like casting couch, except it was casting tent.
Yeah.
They would pitch tents on the beach.
And all of these college, beautiful college kids have been.
Come in once at a time. this one told this story about
Bruce?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the hand.
Right, telling him to move his hand down lower. Yeah, and he says, and I'll tell you when to stop. And the guy's like, nope, I've stopped.
He said, stop, we're there.
Yep, we're already there. I'm not moving it, my hand any lower.
And he was like, nope, come on, just a little bit.
Nope. Yeah, and I know.
The next day, he received a letter which said, you can help me by filling in.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jeffries.
Michael Jeffries.
You're welcome, Michael.
Okay, you're welcome, yeah.
Mike Jeffries.
Mike, yeah, that guy.
Up until 2014. He's now, by the way, 77.
Oh.
And I got to say, there's something gratifying about knowing that he's 77. That's mm-hmm. all I'm going to say.
Okay.
He's definitely not part of the A&F brand.
No, not anymore. Yeah.
Anymore.
Right.
He's aged out.
Oh, absolutely. Long gone.
Well, anyhow. Right.
Yeah. So there you go there. Hey, you know what? I have a are we talking about what are we talking about anyway?
Whatever you say.
Movies? You want to talk about movies? Did we see any movies? Did
yes,
we see a movie?
We saw White Hot.
We saw that one. That's the one.
We
saw, yeah.
So what I want to say to everyone is check it out. It's
yeah.
really good.
It's eye-opening, right? I mean, for me it was. I didn't realize. I knew walking into the store that these were tiny, skinny, pretty little people who were being paid to ignore me.
Well,
I already knew that.
The funniest thing ever with A&F was I went in there, the new A&F, when I was a kid, A&F was the coolest store ever.
Uh-huh.
That's where they had like fantastical contraptions and like, oh, like old timey, like you could get a wooden.
Right, they had a lot of wooden stuff. Yeah.
Wooden.
Yeah, that is true.
And
I remember that.
Hunting jackets,
yeah.
Hacking jackets.
Right.
It was kind of like Orvis meets FAO Schwartz for
Banana Republic.
The 50s. What?
Yeah.
Banana Republic.
Well, yeah, there was a little bit of that, you know, a little of the safari jacket thing happening, right?
Orvis.
Yeah.
Orvis. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Orvis.
Orvis.
Right.
I heard you.
Not Banana Republic.
Yeah.
At any rate, A&F was fabulous.
They were pretty cool.
So, the modern A&F, why did I go there? Because my goddaughter, right? Isn't that why we went there?
That is exactly why we went there, yep.
And I went there, and she was all, and
she
still is
fits
all.
The brand, absolutely.
Well, not right? anymore. It's not cool
well,
enough for her
yeah.
anymore. But A&F, and the girl had everything. I think for all three kids, I may have gotten things there.
Probably, yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm looking through the racks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And was it to you that I said, Michael, where are the adult sizes?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I swear
to
God.
It was
to
me. Yeah.
I thought I was in the children's department.
I know. I did too.
In the front of the
store.
So
tiny. All that
That's
stuff.
That's how small
tiny.
The clothes are.
It's ridiculous.
Were.
Yeah.
All right. Enough with that in Michigan.
Yeah. Enough of it. Man. Okay, well, see, the reason I asked about movies is I wanted to talk to you about, I have an idea for a movie, okay? It's a twist on an older movie, but I thought, you know, you could hear me out and see what you think about it.
Ocean's 14.
No, that's, it's not quite like that. It's sort of a, it's like a remaking of The Sixth Sense.
Okay.
Okay, except... Right, you know how Bruce Willis is going through and he's talking to the kid is talking to him and all this stuff is going on in there. But let's just say Bruce Willis is the guy who's actually dead. Right? And he's going through this whole story. And the only one who can see him is that is the kid. What do you think?
Awesome.
I thought it was a good idea. I don't know. It's a reimagining. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not good enough for you. Okay. So there goes my idea for Saw, the Saw remake. I thought if the guy at the very end of the Saw movie was the dead guy in the middle of the floor, if he just got up and went out after Carrie Elwes, that would be pretty cool.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I'm reimagining movies.
I'm having an interesting moment over here.
Yes, I see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, television is back.
Television.
People, you know, the new seasons have started again. So Better Call Saul.
Oh, which we've seen a few of. Yeah, it's
Oh my goodness.
Hasn't that been great?
If you haven't gone there, go there.
You should go there.
And if you never watched it at all, just start from the beginning. You will thank me.
Yeah, you really should. You go through the whole thing, especially Better Call Saul, because it works really well. Like binging,
with,
you know?
With Better Call Saul? I'll say.
No, I'm saying not all of these shows are good to binge-wise, but this is. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and the other show that's back that's giving me life is Barry.
Barry on HBO with Bill Hader and Henry Winkler. And who is that guy? Who is the... Who's the guy who plays the Chechen?
Oh, Hank?
Yeah.
I don't know, Michael. I guess I'll
I think
be
his
looking...
name is Mike, too, isn't it?
You know, I am certainly not going to wait for you to look anything up.
Okay.
So, just a moment.
No, his name is Anthony.
Look at you, Anthony Carrigan.
Yeah, I love him. And that character, NoHo Hank.
That's the best.
Yeah, he really is awesome.
He's the best. He has a boyfriend. People, you got to see this year.
It's really very cool.
Yeah.
And the story has gotten certifiably insane. I mean, it was nutty before, but now we are way off into whatever land that is.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there with the special people.
Yeah.
This show has gone crazy. It's so cool.
Well,
so don't miss that.
No, don't. And don't read Variety's review of it because it's one big spoiler.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
you know, one of the cool things about Barry is it's only a half hour.
Yep.
But they really put a lot of stuff in there. And the last one we saw I love the Henry Winkler character, Gene Cousineau. Yeah. And he is so good at it. It's really amazing to watch him. I'm really happy when I see the whole
last episode with him.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
People, check it out.
So Barry,
it out.
That's the one.
I have come to a point, you'll be happy to know, or not. Mm-hmm. I'm a little happy about it. To know that my Ukraine world has now settled down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It's Ukraine242.com. The podcast is there. The shows are there. And I'm not quite as, what would you call it?
Well, the initial, you know, creation of all of this really is a whole heck of a lot, and it's created now. So
yeah, it really kicked me
hard. Now you're just concentrating on the actual talking to people, not trying to put the whole thing together
and
right. trying to get stories
and selling
so,
it.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyone out there who runs a podcast network, check me out. It's the best thing.
Yeah.
It's the best thing.
It really is.
Well, that's my self-promotional moment.
Okay. All right.
Yep. We are having on the 15th, which I believe is Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
An insane, like, lunar eclipse. It's a blue moon, and it's a full flower blood moon.
Okay.
It's like the moon...
It's the moon of moons?
It's like the moon trifecta.
Wow. Okay, which, by the way, would have paid you $64,000, I think.
Yeah.
At the Derby. Yeah, the trifecta.
We did not watch it.
The superfecta would have paid $362,000.
I don't like it. Uh-huh. I don't like horse racing. I don't believe in it. I mean, when I say believe, I think it's wrong. And I think the animals are abused. And I think the whole thing is abused by, what's his name?
Bob.
Banford. Oh, jeez.
That guy. Right?
I don't know. You talk.
Yeah.
I'll look up.
Okay.
What's his name? I don't hear you speaking, Michael.
Bob Banford. Or Baffert. Right?
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Bob Baffert.
Yeah. Oh, you know, he did catch a 2-year ban from the Derby because of his horse shenanigans a couple of years ago.
His horse shenanigans.
Yeah.
Horsing around.
Well, they had, you know, their horse who won was dope.
But he is one of, you know, at least a dozen of these owner trainer guys that are just total scumbag monopolists, cheaters, and, you know, billionaires. And I hate them. They own the sport and they run the sport for the most part.
Yeah, it's
and then
it's
there's
really hard to
animal
well, and then there's
abuse.
This year though. You know.
Well, this year was the one year that I
we,
never
we didn't
enjoy
watch.
Watching
yeah.
it, but I might have enjoyed seeing this because, what's his name? Skunky Monkey?
Rich Strike?
Rich Strike. Meanest horse ever, supposedly.
He bit one of the guys leading him out there. Yeah.
I well, would well, too.
He bit the dude on the leg. I mean, he is just a mean horse.
And he won.
Yeah.
And he was what, 80-1?
80-1 odds.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, and owned by just some guy, right?
Two,
not
two
by one of these
who
big
got
shot.
Him, who got him this last fall for $31,000 at a claiming race. And they're like, okay. You know, he did all right. Well, you know,
what's
we'll go with this
horse. What's a claiming race?
It's a race in which the horses that are running can be purchased for, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, that I approve of more than the Bob Baffert.
Yeah, 80-1, by the way, biggest odds ever in the history of Churchill Downs, as far as I know.
Oh.
And, yeah, just. Absolutely
what
incredible.
I wonder what color silks. That's usually in the past been a big determination
what
for me.
What you need to do when you have a chance is to go look at the overhead view of the race, especially, oh, you know, the end of it.
How far away?
To see. Well, he started from the back.
Uh-huh.
And he just rode his way right on through.
And didn't they say, like, that the horse was like, when it ended, was just getting ready to run?
Yeah, exactly.
Who said that?
Several people who were there was like, the horse, he was not ready to stop running. He was like, let's go, 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 go.
I think this horse was truly trying to get the F out of there.
And it's quite possible.
It's like, yeah. I'm leaving the sport.
Yeah.
I'm leaving this ridiculous stupid ring.
Come near me and I'm going
to
bite you.
I'm going to bite you all to death.
Yep.
And I'm running out of this state.
Now, here's another thing. There's a guy, and I can't remember what his name is. He's got some funny nickname, but a guy who was a big sports gambling bettor. And he bet not long before the post time for the race $1.5 million on the favorite to win.
Oh, Lord.
And the favorite came in second place to this horse. But yeah, he lost $1.5 million just like that.
Oh, well. I mean, if you've got that to bet.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, if this horse was almost accidentally in the race to begin with, because it was another horse got scratched. The one that was supposed to replace that horse, there was something going on with it. So they went to this one, Rich Strike, and it found its way into the race. Shouldn't have happened.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Really amazing.
Well, I looked at the silks, utterly boring, red with like white shoulders. I never would have, nothing about this. I don't like the name.
No.
If I had seen the horse bite the guy on the leg.
That might have given
but
somebody.
But I think that was probably too close to post time to lay a bet. At any rate, it ended the way I like it. It'll be interesting to see if this horse ends up doing anything.
Yeah.
In the other races. But I hate to talk about this because I really think that these horses are abused and they get fractures and breaks all the time.
Yeah.
At which point they have to be euthanized, which is a nice way of saying shot in the head.
Or put out the stud. I mean, that's been done. So
when they have broken legs?
Well, when they're like compound fractures, but you know, like stress fractures and stuff like that, yeah.
Anyway.
They just don't race them.
Have to fly in planes?
Yeah, that's got to be really kind of freaky. And
that's,
I guess,
horrible.
It takes at least a couple weeks for them to acclimate to anywhere that they get to after they get off the plane.
You know, I've done this. I've flown back and forth from the Middle East. Let me just tell you. You don't really acclimate when you get to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, good point. Yeah.
There's no acclimation.
Not a lot of acclimation on there, really.
You just
kind of... Sort of anti...
At some point, you resign yourself.
Right.
To the fact that you live in heat and sand.
And sort of a puddle, really.
And it's not going to change. A puddle?
Well,
the Red
sweating.
Sea? Oh, I see. Your own personal puddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
it's attractive, right? That image.
I think the whole thing is just, I want to know what it costs to fly a horse to the Emirates.
Oh, that's a good question.
Or to Saudi or wherever they.
Yeah.
I really want to know. And it must be a horse plane.
You would think, right? It would have to be. Something designed for that.
Or are they booking like 8 rows at the very back of a commercial flight?
Yeah, right.
And
in the tail section?
Yeah. Oh, just saying, yeah. No, the last 8 rows of this flight are reserved. Horses only.
I have been on a plane where the rear end of the plane was reserved for the...
Cub Scouts?
Stuff the hunters just shot.
Are you kidding me?
Alaska.
This on a pontoon plane in Alaska?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have too.
It was great.
Yeah. That's different. It is.
I know, but
look, if you're flying around up there in a pontoon plane and there's a dead moose in the
walrus,
seat behind you.
As was the case.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's a little fishtunk.
Yeah.
That's, you know, but it kind of, it goes with the thing.
I guess it
thing.
Adds to the charm.
It goes with the thing.
Yeah.
And I want to say to those of you who have pontoon flights booked for this summer in the wilds of the continent of North America, be prepared for hunted things.
Right.
Dead hunted things.
Dead hunted things in the back of the plane.
To be.
They're going
to
be there.
To be with you.
Yeah. Even now. In this day and age.
And just get with it. You know what I mean? Just like start getting into that groove.
You should, yeah.
There could be buckets of fish.
There may very well be. Yep.
And that's a special
pleasure.
It's
not
pleasure.
Good, really. Yeah.
That's a very
it's
special
really not
pleasure.
Good. Ugh. Not good at all.
Did I ever tell you about the time, the last time I ever went fishing in my life?
I'm not sure.
I had the most horrendous experience. I used to go fishing with my dad, hitting the way, way, way back dial.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go for stripers and blues. Bluefish and striped bass in Cape Cod Bay.
Oh, okay.
We'd...
That's a different kind of fishing than I've done.
And we get a nice big haul, bring it in, clean them... do all that part.
Right.
Dad and I would do that. And then mom would cook them and we'd have a big cookout.
Sounds great.
So, and it was, I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't fishing for fishing's sake. You know, we brought home dinner.
Yeah, exactly. You were out there getting dinner.
Yep. And I used to do this without thinking twice, gutting. I was into the gutting.
Okay.
You know, I would slice one open, put my these fish were dead, by the way.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Put my hand in there, scoop out the guts. That was me.
Yeah, that's not me. Ugh.
It's still me, but different.
Okay. It's not me with a fish. I could do the same thing with a crab. I have no problem cleaning crabs and lobsters and stuff like that, but fish, it's a different thing. I don't know.
Well, at any rate.
Yeah.
I didn't mean for this to be the gross out segment,
uh-huh.
But now I'm really going to gross you out.
Artemis, number three.
Oh, the gross out segment?
Why not? Yeah.
Sure, that's true. Yeah. Bookmark it. So I was fishing in Canada. And fishing in Canada from the shore into a lake.
Sounds lovely.
Way
right?
up in the wilds.
Yeah.
And it was, maybe a tiny cast that you would do. I mean, it was casting, but tiny.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, it's
not
in this,
trying to throw it way out there.
Just, no, because way out there, you'd get a tree on the other side.
There you go. Yeah, you don't want
so
that.
So it's a very small area. Well,
right,
anyway.
It's precise. Yeah. Okay.
I feel a tug on the line and I pull it in. And it's a wide-mouth bass.
Oh, nice.
And at first I'm thinking, oh, because, you know, we're eating dehydrated wheat and cup of soups.
Yeah, okay.
And just
right, you're thinking, hey, we could have some have us some fish.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, except I pull it in, and what have I done?
What have you done?
I have hooked this fish through the mouth, and the hook has come out the eye.
Oh, that's awful.
And something about that freaked me out beyond description.
Yeah.
I just suddenly realized what a horrendous thing that is to do.
Mm.
And,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so... So I unhooked it, which was geezly to say the least, threw it back in, And then to this day, and this is what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
More, maybe? I still think about this fish, the one-eyed fish of Lone Tree Lake.
Oh, man, that's awful.
And I was on Lone Tree Lake. So the one-eyed fish of Lone Tree Lake. I mean, if that's not a lousy novel waiting to be written, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Or some really crappy movie starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
Uh-huh, right?
As the fisherwoman.
That sounds perfect.
Yep, I think so too. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Did you ever see that movie Virus? Was she in that one? I think she was in that one.
What was that?
It was, they were like on a boat, and there was some weird virus on the boat. It was very strange. I don't know. I'm going to look it up. But it was a very, very weird movie. Let's see.
That woman.
It was called Virus, 1999.
Did you just look something up?
Yeah.
How?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yo, listen to that little embarrassed chuckle.
How indeed.
How indeed.
Donald Sutherland was in it.
What?
Joanna Pacula, William Baldwin. Yeah. It was an awful, awful movie.
Virus?
Yeah. 1999. It was really, really awful.
I'm surprised it didn't have some great resurgence during COVID.
You know, I'm a little surprised at that too.
You know who I hate?
William Baldwin?
Amy Comey Barrett.
Okay, yeah?
Yep, hater.
Well, all right.
Hater guts.
Yeah, she shouldn't be there, but, or maybe she should, but the other guy shouldn't be there.
None of them should be
Brett
there.
Brett should not be there.
Ugh.
He should not be there. It should never have happened that way.
How did any of it happen?
Mitch McConnell.
Oh,
yep, that is how it happened.
Well, I hope he finds himself in need of all kinds of abortions and women's health care.
Yeah.
And who's he married to? He's married to the Secretary of Transportation, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Is she still? No, she was Trump's Secretary of Transportation.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's Pete Buttigieg, right?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Uncle Pete.
I love that. Why do you call him Uncle Pete?
People do.
People do?
Yeah.
Now, see, I call Joe Uncle Joe.
Right, yeah.
But I've never heard of Uncle Pete. Are they all uncles?
Maybe they are. I don't know. This is quite possible.
I just realized that I need to call Mateo Roach because my knowledge of the current cabinet is a little weak.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
And she'd be the one.
Although I will tell you, and I think a part of it is just because we're tired of trying to follow who was in these offices under the previous administration, because there was like 17 people in each position.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of got used to ignoring who was what. Don't you think?
Well, it was hard to keep up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in general, now, it's funny. I don't have time for any of this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I truly don't, as you know.
No, you're busy.
Time.
You're busy.
I'm too busy.
You got stuff going on. Right? I mean,
I had something happen to me over the weekend that hasn't happened to me since I was in college. I could not stay awake on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I could barely stay awake on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I slept all weekend.
Good for you.
I finally
No, it really is good for you because you don't sleep ever usually, you know, not for very long.
That's true.
Yeah. So finally that, you know, you conk out and get some rest, that's good. That is a good thing.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. You know, I'm going to tell you who some of these cabinet members are.
Oh, all right.
And
yeah.
You're going to find this interesting. So, of course,
okay.
Kamala Harris, vice president.
She's the vice president.
You know who Anthony Blinken is, right? Secretary of State.
Secretary of State, Blinken.
Treasury, do you know?
Nope.
Janet Yellen.
Oh, I did know that. Yeah.
Now, here's a guy that is really causing us trouble. Lloyd Austin. Secretary of Defense.
What is he doing?
He's made all kinds of mistakes with Ukraine.
Yeah.
Along with Anthony Blinken. The two of them have not been doing a great job.
Yeah.
Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Right, Merrick Garland, who should be a Supreme Court Justice.
Right. Deb Haaland.
Uh-huh.
She's the Native American, the first
Native.
See,
Interior?
Interior.
Yeah.
Now, here's a guy, Secretary of Agriculture.
Secretary of, is his name Chet?
His name is Tom Vilsack.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Tom, but that's funny.
Commerce is now a woman called Gina Raimondo.
Okay.
Now, here's my favorite one. Labor. Any idea?
Let's see. Let's go with Miguel.
Maddie Walsh.
There you go, Maddie Walsh.
Marty.
Maddie Walsh.
Maddie Walsh.
You mean from up the road here?
Yes, our guy, Marty Walsh.
There you go.
He slid right in there.
How about that? I had no idea.
Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra. Here's my favorite.
Walsh.
One of my favorite names ever, but especially in government.
Mm-hmm.
HUD. It's Marsha Fudge.
Marsha Fudge, in charge of housing and urban development.
Now,
Very good for her.
Seriously, people.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go through life with that name?
Well, maybe it's her husband's name. You gotta ask him.
I don't care. How do you go through life married to Mr. Fudge?
I don't know.
I want to know. Was she ever a teacher? Good morning, Mrs. Fudge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How much fudge has this woman been given in her life?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know just what will get the fudges.
Yeah, fudge.
Let's get them their name in fudge.
Perfect.
Fudge.
That's beautiful.
You know, fudge. Fudge is a pretty spectacular thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is it besides butter?
Well, cocoa, right?
Yeah. Well, if it's chocolate.
Right. It typically is, right?
Unless
it's butter,
it's peanut
and sugar.
Right.
And
but what makes it do what it does?
It's caramelizing, basically. The butter and the sugar. Your chocolate and... I usually throw marshmallows in there, and that's, you know.
Oh, that's what makes it, like, gelatinous a little bit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I just want to say to all of the people out there.
And then you have, and actually the temperature is a really big deal, right? Because if it has to be the right temperature or it's not fudge.
You are the person of the two of us who has made fudge.
Yeah.
So don't ask me.
Okay.
Just tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now, but I can talk about people named Fudge.
True. Oh, yeah.
I want you to tell me what kind of life this person has had.
Oh, it's been...
What was school like?
Yeah, it's not... It wouldn't have been all that fun, really.
What about when they're doing roll call? Fudge!
Uh-huh. Fudge.
Here, how many noises did the other kids made every time they said fudge?
It
had to be a
There's
non...
There's gonna be one, at least one every time, chuckling in the back.
It had to be nonstop nightmare. Yeah. And it still is, because here is. I am... At my age,
yep.
which is not something I will admit or say.
That's right.
On this show.
That's right.
Nor will I say your age.
We're not even talking about that.
But my name is not Ann Fudge.
Yeah.
That's a good name for the show. Artemis,
yeah,
bookmark
Five.
That.
My
name's not Fudge.
Right.
So transportation is Buttigieg. Energy is Granholm, Education, Cardona, Veterans Affairs, McDonough. Oy, that guy looks tired.
Yeah.
He needs a rest. Homeland Security is Mayorkas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know
EPA
who most of these
is
people
Reagan.
Are.
Intelligence is Haynes. Trade is Ty. Now, here's Linda Thomas Greenfield, who's the ambassador to the UN.
Yeah.
Who's been getting a lot of... Now, see, I didn't know that the ambassador to the UN was part of the cabinet.
I didn't either, really. Yeah. I would have thought that that's just under Secretary of State, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seems odd, but okay.
And who's the chief of staff? Do you know?
No, but I know it's not your guy.
Who's my guy?
Your guy you went to school with, the dancer.
You mean Rahm Emanuel?
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. I know it's not him.
Yeah, because he's the mayor of freaking Chicago.
Well, not anymore, but he was the chief of staff at one time. That's all. That's what
of
I remember.
Of Obama.
Yeah. So,
and when I think about how sadly long ago that was,
it's a very long time
it
ago.
It makes me very sad.
His first administration, he wasn't there.
But let's talk again about Marcia Fudge.
Yeah, so Fudge.
Marcia Fudge.
Marcia.
Mm-hmm. Is, what's the name of that fudge that's, it's like a peanut, it's not peanut. I want to say pinochle, but it's not pinochle fudge.
Oh, panoush.
Panoush?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm not kidding you. Yeah.
It's called panoush?
I believe so, yeah. Let me look it up.
Well, that's, look at you looking it all up today.
Yeah, panoush. I've made it. It's good.
What
it's
is
brown
it?
Sugar. It's made with brown sugar instead of, you know, chocolate.
Now, see, I believe... In this part of the world, where I live, it's called Panucci.
Oh, okay. Panucci.
So, just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, it could be. There's not a lot in it. It takes, like, evaporated milk and...
That's what it is, evaporated milk. I knew you were leaving
some
out...
Some brown sugar and some butter and, you know... Yeah,
I just don't understand how it comes out being that texture. Because
it's the temperature you cook it to. Seriously.
To me, the texture, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I would eat anything that texture.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
You know, it's close in texture to halva.
It really is. It's very close
Except
in texture to halva.
Except halva has that beautiful dryness.
Yeah, right. It actually takes the moisture out of your mouth.
It's astringent.
Does. Yeah, it's really, I love it. Yeah.
Oh, God, I miss that
haven't
stuff.
Haven't had it in a while.
I miss it so bad. Being someone who can't eat sugar is, for the most part, not a thing for me at all.
Yeah.
Except now and then when I remember halva.
Yeah.
I remember Chalv. Doesn't that sound like
it
some
does,
horrible
sounds like a very
song
good
from the Yiddish theater?
It really does, yeah.
Dibbik Schmibbik, I said more ham.
I said I remember Chalv.
And of course, the other one, Bubby Made a Kishke.
Bubby Made a Kishke.
And yep. I remember Chalv.
I remember.
That's going to be my next...
Your next album?
Yeah.
I remember Chalv.
Well,
I like it.
Those will be three of the songs on it.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right.
It might be called The Woman in the Arena. Have
okay,
I
yeah.
mentioned, by the way, the pulchritude of the women of Ukraine?
You may have mentioned it, but not really.
Okay, Michael.
I don't think on this show we've really talked about it.
All right. I just yeah. have to say that I'm starting to lose my mind because uh-huh. I've known many women of Ukraine. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I've been related to many.
Yeah.
I've been not related to many that I have known. The ones I've been related to were certainly lovelier than the ones I wasn't related to.
Lovely.
But that's a whole...
They're just lovely, these people. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I was going to speak about the men of Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Actually, and how handsome they are. And one of the Ukrainian men, the main Ukrainian man that I'm thinking of today, is Larry Levine. And tomorrow, well, today, now that it's Tuesday, is Dad's birthday. And this song makes me think of him in a way that no other song does, really. So for Larry Levine, please put a light on.
And on Tuesday.